Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Friday Night Titans. That is Andrew Guy. I am merely Mark Ellis. This is the Schmodown, the World Championship of Movie Trivia, and I mean that quite literally tonight, as Shazam will be defending their team's title belt against King Arthur. Andrew, you'll look at the landscape of this headlining match. Your thoughts. Can Shazam once again have a title defense?
It's so difficult to bet against Shazam right now. They've been so good for so long. And honestly, you know, you look at what the Patriots did in their golden run, the greatest run in team's history. I really put Shazam neck and neck with them. They haven't defended as many times, but the game has changed a lot since the Patriots were playing. I will never bet against Shazam again. I've made that mistake too many times.
That chemistry between Bibiani and Meyer, the kid and the beast, so well, and they have oiled that machine to many defenses, possibly another one tonight, but it's going to be a frisky upstart standing in their way. Well, if you like frisky upstarts, that's kind of how Robert the Spider Parker came into the league when he was managed by Kaiser. That is no longer the case. The Spider's still a force to be reckoned with, and he seems to be an angry arachnid because he didn't like the way things went down at the Schmodown Spectacular, where he ended up losing that IG title match to Mike Kalinowski. So the Spider looking to rebound this season and get another title shot, but he's going up today against a giant moose.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at both of these competitors, two of the best players in Innergeekdom, Robert Parker, I think without a doubt, is the greatest IG player yet to win a belt.
Okay.
He's right there on the precipice. He's ready to break on through. And like you said, very upset that night, whether it was with his faction, whether it was with you and Christian. We don't need to get into that. But when you talk about him being upset with John Kaiser, now moving over to the Den, all the whole run that he was in the Movie Trivia Schmodown, it was all about when Smets returns this, when Smets returns that, blah, 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 blah. You can learn from the greatest of Smets. You know what? He is one of the greatest in the league, but Robert Parker, sick and tired of hearing it. As soon as Smets shows up, he's played three times this year. Parker, this is his debut in season 9. I understand why he's angry.
You're pumped up.
I'm ready to go.
This is good stuff. Yeah, we know he wants a piece of the Smasher eventually, but it's hard to see over a moose, and so he's going to have to focus today. Here's a fun factoid. Between the two of them, 7 knockouts
Yes. Already
in their young careers. And so now that match is just about upon us, but the way that we kick things off here in the Schmodown is with the golden throat of the pit boss, Ken Knapsack.
Ladies, gentlemen, and all of our friends around the world, it's time for the Movie Trivia Schmodown.
Good crowd. Good crowd.
This match is scheduled for 3 rounds in the Innergeekdom division. Introducing first, with a record of 2 wins, 2 defeats, and 2 knockouts, accompanied to the arena by Rachel the Switchblade Silvestrini, he is Moose Hawk!
Comes a very historic moose, and the Switchblade complimenting him nicely. They make their way to the desk. I don't know if Moose is aware. I don't believe Braveheart is in the world of Innergeekdom.
Yeah, he's got the Braveheart makeup on, but lucky four-leaf clovers on his socks. So a little bit of a warring countries there. But you know what? Him and the Switchblade out here excited after their team's win. Let's see if he can carry that run on in Innergeekdom.
And his opponent, with a record of 7 wins, 3 defeats, 5 knockouts, representing the Den, accompanied by his manager, Kate Mulligan, this is Robert the Spider Parker.
That's an interesting wrinkle that we have this season. There is the manager of Robert Parker. It is Kate Mulligan. And Parker, looking with a bow tie, he looks ready to go. I think that's a new suit jacket.
I mean, it looks incredible. Oh, wow. Yeah. And, Kate growling at her former
that was a lioness
faction member
level growl. Now it is time to get into the rules of round number one in the world of Inner Geekdom. 10 questions in round number one. Each question is worth 1 point. No penalty for missing a question. Keep in mind, throughout the duration of the 3-round match, you each have 3 repeats you may use at any point, but only 3, and you each have 1 challenge that may be issued by your manager at any point throughout the match. Moose Haas, you seem to be ready to go. I see a look of focus on your face, or maybe it's just the half-titus face paint.
Parker, regardless of what happens today in this match, you will always look up to me.
Okay, well, that is, height-wise, it is true, Spider. It's tough to go against that. Is Mr. Parker ready to play?
They'll really let anyone do this these days, huh?
Are you talking about our job?
I was going to say, I competed for years, yeah.
Either way, we only let one person do this.
Then let's get ready to Schmodown!
The voice of music, Ken Matt.
It really is.
Yeah, it's always nice to throw to sort of the grandpa in the room. Let him have the microphone.
I've heard he loves that title. He's all right, gentlemen, the Spider and, of course, Moose Haas. 10 questions coming your way, starting right here with dystopian future / time travel. What franchise character was killed off during the opening scene at a beach resort in Terminator Dark Fate?
All right, here's my question to you. If Ken Knapsack was a grandfather, what would his nickname be? I'm going Nap-Nap.
I'm going Peep Poop.
Peep Poop?
Yeah.
That sounds like two very funny,
dirty things.
I think
it's supposed to be Peep Pop, but, you know, it's his grandkids.
3. Just call him 1, 2, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's start out with Moose.
John Connor.
Is correct. And how about Parker?
John Connor.
There it is. Go. They're both on the board as we head to the Wizarding World. Which flavor of butterbeer do you prefer? For a point, your question. In the Wizarding World, what is one of Professor Dumbledore's 3 middle names? For the love of God, just write one. We know you both know all 3. Please just write one.
Rum in butterbeer, I feel like, would be very good.
I feel like you've tried that before. Don't say it hypothetically.
I mean,
you've had it.
Who knows what could happen?
I do. Destruction.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
4.
That night.
Throwing up on the mummy ride is what happens.
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to the Spider.
Brian.
Brian is one of those 3 names. Does Moose have one?
Also Brian.
They picked the easy one.
You love it.
We also would have accepted Percival, and I believe it is Wolfric.
You try spelling those.
I do not want to.
That's fair. Question number 3, coming in the category of Spider-Man. Who plays the role of Francis Barrison, also known as Shriek, in Venom, Let There Be Carnage?
Funny story I've probably told on this desk before. My beloved comic book shop, The Comic Cubicle, in Williamsburg, Virginia, the owner, Mark, would always pronounce Carnage, Carnage, and I don't know if he knew he was doing it, but we loved it.
Oh, he knew he was doing it.
5, 4. 3.
I had a gym teacher that said
2,
ricochet.
1. Pens down. Gym teachers are the best. Let's go to Moose.
Naomi Harris.
He looks like he could make us climb the rope in gym class. And Parker.
Naomi Harris.
There it is. All right, so we move on. 3-3 to your next category, and that is Planet of the Apes. It's going to happen sooner rather than later in real life, so here's a question about the films in the meantime. Which film in the Planet of the Apes franchise features performances from Don Murray, Roddy McDowall, and Ricardo Montalban?
It's a great name, Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, it's fun to say, rolls off the tongue. And because this is the category of Planet of the Apes, you can just write down the word that will give away which film it is.
Yes.
That's what we're here for. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, let's go to Parker.
Conquest of the Planet of the Apes.
Conquest of the Planet of the Apes is correct. And Moose.
Escape.
Yeah, ooh. They weren't escaping that time. They were just making a conquest.
Parker, you know, draws blood first here in round 1.
Jesse Swift would have gotten that one right, just so you know. That's
you Swift look really cute talented in your little green jacket. Like a little leprechaun.
All right. Well, he does know his iron.
Halfway through the round, and jabs are starting to be thrown. Question number 5, coming from the category of Star Trek. In 2009's Star Trek, what famous actor and director appears as Admiral Richard Barnett, who oversees Kirk's disciplinary hearing?
Boy, that sounds exciting.
I was just going to say, do you ever get called into the office? Your parents had to come, the whole thing? The count, yeah.
Many times.
Me too.
And I love the Star Trek movie, but it's like, who wants to see a disciplinary hearing? 5.
Flashbacks.
4. 3. two, one. Your son was drinking butter beer in class. Let's go to Moose.
Tyler Perry.
Is correct. How about Parker?
Tyler Perry.
They both knew that one, and it is still Parker. Halfway through round number one, he's perfect. Moose trails by one. Your next category, players.
He is perfect.
Is in the world Batman and the many movies of Batman. Who portrays Tucker Cobblepot, the father of Oswald, the future penguin, in Batman Returns?
See, this is why this league is so tough. I've seen this movie so many times.
Yeah.
And I can't even, I would have, nope, this is where I would have thrown in the towel.
Is this the movie the Guy household puts on at Christmas time?
It was when I was younger because of me.
Four, three, two. One, probably a disciplinary hearing after that. Let's go to Robert Parker.
Paul Rubens.
Is correct. Moose.
Paul Rubens.
Pee-wee Herman himself. Paul Rubens is correct.
Question at number seven, coming from the category of quotes / who said it. In what 2000s film will you hear a mobster say, you should ask Tom, how come he's so good at killing people?
I like that because it feels like they're talking about Tom Dagnino.
And it fits... uncomfortably
question.
So. Okay. Yeah.
A little two on the nose. Five.
Man wears a turtleneck to a wedding.
Three.
Repeat the question.
First one.
Sure. It's your first repeat there, Moose. Question number seven in the category of quotes / who said it. In what 2000s film will you hear a mobster say, you should ask Tom, how come he's so good at killing people?
Yeah, he wore a turtleneck, a rather sizable gold chain.
Yes.
And very dark, like, poker dealer sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah. They were Tom Ford. He let us know they were part of the vintage collection. I don't even know what that means.
Four. A lot of Tom Ford. Three, two, one. Pens down, and we're going to Moose first. Did the repeat buy you enough time?
Nope. Sin City.
Is incorrect. Yep. Parker.
A History of Violence.
Correct for a point, and that gives him a 2-point lead, and Parker still perfect. Moose looking to keep the pace here as we head to your eighth question in round one, and it's in the category of graphic novels. More accurately, the adaptations into film of graphic novels. Here's your question. Which actor plays Scott's roommate, Wallace Wells, in Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
I was really late to the party on this movie.
Beloved film.
It's really great.
People love it.
Yeah.
I think I'm one of them. Haven't seen it since the theaters, but I had a great time watching it.
I actually have a couple songs from that movie on my playlist.
Five, four.
I have one playlist.
Three. I don't recall asking. Two. One. Hands down. Let's go to Parker.
Kieran Culkin.
Is correct. How about Moose?
Nope.
God, couldn't quite pull it. Maybe you should send him your playlist.
8-5 as we get to question number 9 right now. Moose looking to bounce back here as we close out the round. Your category is fantasy sci-fi for your penultimate question. Which RoboCop film features supporting performances from Nancy Allen, Bradley Whitford, and Rip Torn?
I have three playlists.
Yeah.
Can you guess what they are? Two are pretty easy.
Yeah, I feel like one's just Van Halen.
One is Jim.
Okay.
Two is Road.
The other one's Molly.
Three is 4th of July.
It's a song you sing to your dog. 4th of July?
Five. Four. Three.
Your neighbor's like, damn
two,
it. It's 4th of July one. Again. There's Allison's playlist.
Pens down. Let's go to Moose.
RoboCop 3.
That is the correct RoboCop film.
3.
Parker had it as well. And so Robert Parker on the verge of perfection, although apparently his manager already thinks he's achieved that. Moose with 6 points. Not a bad round one for Moose, but you got to keep up with Parker if you want a chance. When we get into round number 3, here's where we are. Your final question in round one. And the category is mixed bag. Let's see what's in there. For a point, what word is missing from the following titles? The blank of the king, blank of the Jedi, and the blank of Swamp Thing.
They will never give me one of these questions because I will just read out the answer.
They don't trust you?
They do not try. Yeah. I mean, even when you were reading, I was reading along in my head and I said the answer on the first one.
Just giving him the perfect round.
Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, and we return to Robert Parker.
Return.
Hey! That's the name that we're looking for. How about...
Just gave him the perfect round.
Hey, there it is. Well, it also was 7 points for Moose there, but that is a perfect round one for Parker, and thus he and only he will be asked a bonus question now from Andrew Guy. Andrew, please, for the love of God, don't give away the answer.
Parker, you may write this down. You do not have to. Your bonus question, who directed the 1996 sequel to The Crow? The Crow, City of Angels.
Tim Pope.
A perfect round up by four going into round number two. And an angry Robert Parker is apparently a very accurate Robert Parker.
And now it's time for round number two, and the rules are, it's the wheel round. Each competitor gets a spin at the wheel once they settle on a category. Five questions will emerge, each question worth 2 points apiece, unless you need multiple choice. Keep in mind, stealing is available in round number two. We go to the spider, and I guess the spider woman manager. Would you like to have your competitor spin first? Robert, do you want to spin first, or do you want to defer to Moose? Kate is, they just keep pointing, and it eventually we land at Moose. So it is going to be Moose stepping up to the wheel first. All right.
The pegs. Unorthodox.
Look at the strength of Moose. Guy walks up there with a kilt. God knows what's under it. He spins TMNT, which stands for Teenage Mutant Ninja Tortoises. Would you like to keep that or spin again?
I'm going to spin again.
Okay.
I have spun that in three out of my four matches.
Hey, he's good at spinning the
turtles.
Like turtle. Maybe start studying it, you know.
See if he gets something else. You know what you're spinning. Batman.
Batman, starting with your question number one right here. Which Batman film features the following characters? Alfred Pennyworth, Chip, Thin Clown, and the Mayor.
That would be Batman Returns.
That is correct for 2 points. Now only down by two is Moose, looking to tie things up here with his second question in the category of Batman. In The Dark Knight, which actor plays the bank manager at the beginning of the film?
William Kitchener.
That is incorrect. And for the 2 point steal, we go over to Robert Parker. Remember, Robert, I am going to read you the question, and then you can answer. In The Dark Knight, which actor plays the bank manager at the beginning of the film?
The answer is William Fichtner.
Crap.
That is a brutal 2 point steal, Ellis. One word, one letter off, and that is a big swing.
It's one that he knew exactly the guy. You could pick him out of a lineup, but just missed the first letter of the last name. That's how close it gets here in the inner geekdom. That's a big steal for Parker.
It's huge. Going on to question number three, Moose looking to bounce back here. In the category of Batman, who plays Thomas Wayne in Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
That is correct. Bouncing right back, 2 more points to Moose Haas, who is still down by 2 with 2 questions remaining. Finish this line, spoken by Bruce in Batman Begins. Bats frighten me. It's time my enemies shared my what?
Fear.
That is incorrect. And now for another 2 point steal, we go over to Robert Parker in the category of Batman. Finish this line, spoken by Bruce in Batman Begins. Bats frighten me. It's time my enemies shared my what?
Five, four, three.
Fright?
That is also incorrect. We were looking for Dread, Ellis.
Yes.
Dread there, and that is a huge miss for Haas, more than it is for Parker right there, staying a little bit closer as he can still tie up the score as we leave round two.
He certainly can, and he's got one question left.
In Batman v Superman, the statue of Superman is in a park named what?
Multiple choice.
Do that. Is it A, Heroes Park, B, Fallen Park, C, Superman Regional Park, or
I want
D,
it to be that.
Idle Park?
It's A, Heroes Park.
I really wanted it to be Regional Park as well, but Heroes Park is correct for 1 point.
Guy saves the world, you only give him a regional park? Jeez. Well, look, he got a point, and so he's keeping pace with Parker. The problem for Moose now is that now Parker gets to spin the wheel. He has 5 questions, and if Parker gets the category he likes, could be a long day for Moose.
Yeah, Moose praying to the wheel gods right now as a TKO is on the table, which really fits for both of these guys. Parker has 5 KOs in his history. Moose, 3/4 of his matches have been with a KO.
That's right, and the jacket is off, keeping his high school sweetheart warm, it would appear. And here's the spin.
Power of the observation this one has.
Kate and I, great relationship.
Kind words.
Friends for a long time.
And wild card it is.
Wild card. And so you're Parker now. You're already up by a point. Do you want to take the risk? It could be a spinner's choice. It could be a bonus choice. Or a brand new category never before seen in the inner geekdom. Parker. He's going to respawn. Hey.
He's up by one. I mean, come on, man.
They'll get a wild card slice spin here.
And
we're not going to get that. Where we are is fantasy sci-fi, which is pretty much every movie in Intergeekdom anyway. Five questions worth 2 points apiece unless you need multiple choice. Moose, stay at the ready in case a steal opportunity emerges. Here is question one. To further your lead all the way, possibly up to 3 points. Nicole Williamson, D.B. Sweeney, Melinda Clark, and Miko Hughes all appear in what science fiction film?
Spawn.
He was kind of baiting Moose there.
I thought Moose was supposed to answer. Or?
2 points. I don't think you're supposed to stare directly at a moose.
Yes,
I believe I remember
it's
that.
It's dangerous.
Growing up in the wilds of Canada. We go to your second question. Now, you currently enjoy a 3-point lead, and it is. In The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, there are many rules at the mansion the Pevensey children live at. No shouting, no running, but most importantly, never do what?
Never bother the professor.
We can accept bother the professor. Yeah. That is correct. Probably shouldn't do that regardless of where you live. That is correct for 2 more points. And so Parker cooking here in round number 2. Fantasy sci-fi is the category. And his next question. In the film R.I.P.D., which actor plays Bobby Hayes, a corrupt detective lieutenant of the Boston Police Department who is in league with the Ditas? Ditos? Dedos.
Dedos. There you go.
There we go.
It's Kevin Bacon.
Isn't he like a corrupt Boston guy in a show, too?
Yeah, he's just kind of corrupt in a lot of movies.
City on a Hill, I believe it's called. Yeah, Kevin Bacon, get your life straight. All right, that is correct. He has 6 points here.
He does.
And he's looking to pad his lead even further and possibly start considering some sort of either a KO or a TKO. Robert Parker, your penultimate question here in round number 2 in the category of fantasy sci-fi. In Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, Liz asks Hellboy why he has a record, CD, and 8-track of which musical artist?
Multiple choice, please.
All right, your 4 options for a point. Is it A, Nat King Cole, B, Al Green, C, John Denver, or D, Sam Cooke?
Can I get the options? The whole repeat of the full question, please.
Repeat, you're going to use your first repeat.
Yeah.
All right. In Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, Liz asks Hellboy why he has a record, CD, and 8-track of which musical artist? Is it A, Nat King Cole, B, Al Green, C, John Denver, or D, Sam Cooke?
Sam Cooke.
Is incorrect. And so for a paramount 1-point steal, Moose, I'm going to repeat the question and your options. In Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, Liz asks Hellboy why he has a record, CD, and 8-track of which musical artist? Is it A, Nat King Cole, B, Al Green, C, John Denver, or D, Sam Cooke?
Al Green.
Said with conviction, and that is correct for a monster 1-point steal. Haas will survive at least to round number 3 and possibly be able to do some damage there. Well, it is still a 6-point lead for Parker, and he has 1 final question remaining in the world of fantasy science fiction. And here it is. For 2 points. In the film Oblivion, Jack Harper wears a baseball cap for what sports team throughout the film?
The New York Yankees.
Which is why I hate him so much. That is correct for 2 points, 21-13. He almost went New York Knicks. He almost went basketball.
Yeah.
Found his footing, corrected himself in time, said Yankees. That's correct, 21-13, 8-point lead for Parker.
And what a great moment there for Moose, not only to get that steal, but for Parker to check down. It already meant he can make it on to round number 3, and anything can happen in round 3, Ellis. Literally anything with 10 points on the board.
As we've seen, it could be a TKO for Parker, but if Moose has anything to say about it, he's going to put some pressure pressure on the shoulders of the spider. I have no idea if actual spiders have shoulders, but Moose going to need to get at least 8 points here. So he's going to at least need to hit that 3 and the 5. If he hits the 2, that's going to put a lot of pressure on Parker. But here is how round 3 works. Each competitor gives us 3 numbers that range from 1 to 20. From those numbers, we get question categories, and it all leads up to 3 questions for each of you. Your first question is worth 2 points. Your next one, 3 points. Your final question, 5 points. You may still use your repeats and your challenges in this round. Robert Parker, you have an 8-point lead. And now we get your 3 lucky numbers first. So from 1 to 20, excuse me, 1 to 16, what feels fortunate?
We're going to go with that score, 13.
Okay.
Can't do this one. Let's do 10 and 4.
10 and 4. And now, Moose, any numbers from 1 to 16 that are not 13, 10, or 4?
5, 3, and 14.
And so we are going to start with Moose, and we'll continue with Moose for a while because he's got some points to make up for here, but he can do it in round 3. Starting out with that 2-pointer, Andrew, he selected category 5 for his 2-pointer. What is he looking at?
That is going to take you over to Alien and Predator for your 2-point question. Take you up to 15 for 2 points, Moose. In Alien Resurrection, who plays Ron Johnner, a mercenary and member of the Betty's crew?
Ron Perlman.
That is correct for 2 points. Ron Johnner, played by Ron Perlman. As we move on to your 3-point question, you gave us the number of 3 for your 3-point question. And that's going to take us over to the Wizarding World for 3 points. What is the specific name of the oath Snape makes guaranteeing that he'll protect Draco?
The Unbreakable Vow.
3 more points in round 3. Moose Haas finding his footing. And what a great time to do it, Ellis.
Yeah, really. I mean, he's cut the lead to 3 now, and so he can possibly take a 2-point lead here. But to do that, he's got his toughest question yet, the 5-pointer. He selected category number 14. So, Andrew, what is he looking at?
For 14, that takes you to a very difficult category for your very difficult question. The category is Who Said It? For 5 points and to take the lead. In what 90s superhero film will you find the line, I dreamed I tore all the skin off my face and was somebody else underneath?
Each competitor, 2 repeats left.
And this really is one of those tough categories, Ellis. Not a lot to narrow it down.
5, 4. 3.
Repeat the question.
2. That's his second one. He's got 1 remaining.
In the category of Who Said It? For 5 points. In what 90s superhero film will you find the line, I dreamed I tore all the skin off my face and was somebody else underneath?
Repeat the question.
That's his final repeat.
The category of Who Said It? For 5 points. In what 90s superhero film will you find the line, I dreamed I tore all the skin off my face and was somebody else underneath? 15 seconds to decide his fate, Ellis.
5, 4.
Spawn.
And your winner, Robert the Spider Parker!
It is the spider, the shadow.
Shadow.
Is what we were looking for. I would have guessed Darkman would have been.
That's another great guess.
It sounded like it could have been in that wheelhouse, but the shadow's the answer. Moose launching a, I would say, laudable comeback attempt after getting down in round 2, but Robert the Spider Parker does score that TKO, and what a victory for him. He looks like that anger is paying off in the form of a W.
Yeah, the anger and the experience, right? You look at the way that Robert Parker navigated the game today. He never got ahead of himself, and Moose is still pretty new in this division. When you talk about it, it's only 4 matches played, this now being his 5th. Still a lot of work to be done. I like what we're seeing. I think he has a lot of great knowledge, but maybe just needs to pump the brakes just a little bit in round number 2. Take a little bit more time, as we saw Parker doing, even when he knew the correct answer.
Yeah, and this is the Parker that we were told we were going to see from his previous manager.
God.
surprised.
Yeah, I guess that's the name that shouldn't be uttered around him, but he was hyping him up. The kid comes in, he shows what he's made of, almost got that belt off of Mike Kalinowski last year, and he gets a big win here at the expense of Moose. And so for exclusive post-match interviews, we're now going to turn the proceedings over to Jen Sturger, who first will have an interview with the Spider Robert Parker, your victor today, and his manager, what's that, Kate Mulligan.
Mulligan.
So we'll hear from Mulligan now.
First match of the season, and it's like we never left, right? Robert Parker, a fantastic win today. How are you feeling, and how do you feel like this sets the tone for the season ahead of you?
You know, I feel great that I win, but I'm pissed. I am ready to take on the rest of this division at Spectacular, the biggest moment of my career. I was cheated out of the title that I earned, that I deserve, and this season I'm gonna get it, all right? This man is beneath me. Every other competitor in this division is beneath me.
Cheated. Okay. You know what? I'm not even going there with
Did
you guys.
He stutter? Cheated. He was cheated. They came for him at Spectacular.
I will say this, you seem to be rejuvenized and, like I said, playing with a giant chip on your shoulder after Spectacular. How much of this is due to your new management?
I owe it all to Kate. I mean, she really opened my eyes and showed me what was actually going on, right? Because the second that the bright and shiny Kevin Smets is back in town, Kaiser drops me without even a phone call, right? I thought that man was my friend, but no, clearly not. He did not care about me. We worked together for 2 years and not once did he care about me. He was riding on my coattails, and it's about damn time I have a manager who actually is going to support me.
Bless you.
Oh, God. Kate, I've got to commend you on today's performance from your competitor. What have you guys been doing to prepare and to put last season behind you and to move forward? I don't know that I've necessarily seen you have a ton of success when it comes to IG, but this feels like it's gonna kick things off on a whole new level for you.
Well, there's no question. I am playing with the IG player of last year, of this year, and all years to come. This is the best IG player there ever was or will be. You're looking at him. And I know everybody's really excited Smets is back, but I gotta tell you, I'm excited that the true prize has landed in the den. I'm also really excited. We knew we had to have a quick match today. I'm really happy Robert did what we needed to do, because Moose has to get to his Blue Man audition. And Moose, don't forget your bald cap, honey! Anyway, so we're just so happy that he did not have to go into any of round three questions. So you're welcome, Moose.
Well, congratulations again. And like I said, this bodes very well for the season ahead of you. Best of luck to you guys.
Thank you. We don't need it. Thank you.
Okay.
You know what? It seems like a great pairing so far. Obviously, it's only Parker's first match of the season, but he looked great. Their chemistry looked good. And honestly, I don't really love this side of Kate Mulligan, but it seems to be working very well with Robert Parker, and he's winning, and he's playing very great movie trivia right now.
He's winning, but I don't know that he's learning a lot of the lessons of the movies that he's studying, because usually you see that vengeance only takes you so far, and you got to be sort of like noble at the end of the day. He still seems fueled by that rage. Will it pay off in possibly the form of meeting a Kevin Smets one day in the ring? That is something to be settled on a different day. For right now, we're going to go back to Jen, who's going to be now chatting with Moose and Rachel, the Switchblade, coming up short alongside the person she was managing, at least for today. What their future is together or separate, I guess that's why Jen's here, to ask those tough questions. Over to you, Jen.
A tough defeat out there today, Moose. But you still seem like you're in pretty good spirits, all things considering.
Look, at the end of the day, if you get to come in and play movie trivia, it's fun, right? Tough loss, really tough loss. Nerves definitely got the better of me today. I didn't think that they would, but new studio, new lights. I don't
new
know
skirt.
What the, new skirt. It is a kilt, please. Okay. But yeah, what's going on with Parker? He's like the underminer, right? He's over here like, everyone is beneath me, but nobody is above me. I guess maybe size-wise they're probably the same, but yeah, tough loss. Hey, Parker is a beast. I will give him all props in the world, man. I came into this knowing that this was going to be a struggle, and the unfortunate thing is that I defeated myself today. It'll be fine. It's just a longer road for me to be able to get to where I want to go, to where we want to go.
Well, Moose are traditionally slow starters, but once they get going, they trample everything in their path. Yeah. So watch out once his speed starts kicking in. And I'm a little worried about Parker. He seems like a smart guy, but he's mad at
Kaiser for dumping him, and then he goes with Kate, who knows as much about managing as she does about loyalty. I'm just very curious as to what that, why he thinks that that's a good move. Oh, by the way, I don't need this anymore. Do you want my Dunn necklace? It's kind of trash.
Yeah, I'll just put that on eBay.
Careful,
thanks.
It'll stain your hands green.
Oh, never mind. Mm. Yeah, it's a gift from Kate. So I guess, what's next? How do we regroup from this, guys? What's in the future for you guys?
You know what? Whatever comes our way. Like I said, I joined this league to play movie trivia. I found a great friend in the process. We formed a team. We have a win. We got a next team match. We're taking on the House of Flaus.
Again.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's fine. We got him.
We're stronger together at this point, we've realized. And I think that a lot of people should be very worried.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, tough loss out there today. But like I said, great, great kilt.
Thank you.
Kilts.
Thank you.
Oh, see you again soon.
Yeah.
Back to the desk.
And I guess that does confirm our suspicion that they are a team here to stay. So Rachel and Moose excited about their future, even though Moose came up a little short today.
Yeah, I mean, you saw him manage Rachel. You saw Rachel manage Moose. But the one thing that you can really hold on to is if you're either of them is that you work great when you're on stage together, competing together. You know, a little falling short in singles, a little falling short in IG, but a great win over in teams. So you know what? Focus on it. Lean on it. That's what I did.
Yeah, and boy, can that guy give a motivational speech, judging by his face paint. And so we are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, it is all on the line as Shazam prepares to defend their team's belt. We are going to grab a snack, and we'll see you on the other side right after these words.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.